On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
My man, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to be able to speak to you nice and clearly over the telephone without any sort of offshore incidents like we had there real groovy last week.
Right, yeah. How did the install go, though?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Apart from your bit, fantastic.
So there's quite a few movies coming out this week. Should we crack into them?
Let's play. Yes, please. Yes, please.
I've only seen one of them, and it's probably the worst one. It's called The Emoji Movie, and it's about emojis. And it shouldn't exist, really. It's a film that, you know, clearly exists to exploit a well-known IP, which is why most movies exist these days. But most movies do a good job of making it seem like there's a story to be told and that someone somewhere actually might have wanted this, but no one was calling out for the Emoji Movie, and it's terrible.
You've seen photos of my young son. I don't know if you've met him or not, but he's already at he's gifted at the stage. He can already whip through the Peppa Pigs. He knows where everything is on the YouTube and that. He got to the Emoji Movie trailer, smashed it. See you later. Not interested.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Not interested. Not a single part of it interested him at all. I tried to show it to him. Oh, a kids movie. That'd be cool. And then just not. See you later. Turn this trash off. He said.
Yeah. Well, when the original Lego movie came out, it kind of seemed like that shouldn't have been as good as it was. It was kind of like, oh, we can make a movie on about anything now. And this kind of is the result of that. But it's something that everyone's familiar with. But does anyone have any genuine emotion or affection for this, for emojis? I don't think so. And the story takes place inside a phone, and they run between the apps. And there's a gross amount of product placement. And it's just pointless, basically.
Ooh, yuck, ooh, yuck,
like
ooh.
Even the young kids might not like it. If young Caius isn't a fan.
Then ooh, yuck, ooh, yuck, ooh.
But funnily enough, also out this week in New Zealand is the Lego Ninjago film, which is the second Lego film, the third Lego film after the Lego movie and then the Lego Batman movie. This one isn't quite as big, I guess, is the Batman one or the normal Lego one, but there's been these Ninjago shows for yonks, so I guess a lot of kids will be into that. I haven't seen the Ninjago film.
They put a bit of thought into the Lego ones. Like the Lego Batman one was pretty funny. That was a good watch, you know?
Yeah, you're right. They do put some thought into those ones. They did not put any thought into the Emoji Movie. Also out this week is Kingsman, The Golden Circle, which is a sequel to Kingsman. I'm looking forward to that. I'm seeing that this afternoon.
That looks like it might be a better movie than the first one. The first one I thought was a little bit twee.
I did too. I thought the first one got a bit more love than it deserved. It was a breath of air. There was not much to it. But what excites me about this one is the presence of cable cars. I love any action that involves cable cars or gondolas, you know, and the Roger Moore James Bond films used to involve cable cars a lot, and these films, the Kingsman films, seem to take a lot of inspiration from those kind of 70s James Bond movies, so I feel like that's where that's coming from. Great cast, though. Jeff Bridges, Julianne Moore joining the cast, Pedro Pascal, a.k.a. Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones, the guy who got his face squished in by the mountain. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he is
he's
great.
In this. And Channing Tatum as well. People aren't doing double flips over this.
Chantat.
Yeah, Chantat. Yeah. Chantat.
Chantat.
And also, I Am Not Your Negro, which is a documentary.
I've heard great things about that documentary. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a lot of attention over here. It's kind of about, it's about civil rights era in America and how, you know, what happened then is still having an impact, and apparently a very gripping documentary that I have not seen yet, but I will. It's narrated by Samuel L. Jackson, and it kind of touches on Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and another guy named Medgar Evers. And it's couldn't be more pertinent. It's kind of crazy times in America, and we need more films like this. Did you watch that Netflix documentary 13th?
No, but it's on my list of this, maybe even this weekend. As I have heard,
yeah,
a lot of people give me some great feedback on that too.
Yeah, been lumped in a bit with this, so go see it. So a wide variety of options there, some frivolous, childish crap, and some very grown-up documentaries.
Nice, nice. Have you
An action movie.
Have you cast a special vote from over there, my friend?
Oh, yeah, weeks ago.
Yeah, or maybe telling us, actually. That's right. Yeah, yeah, good, good, good. All right, well, there we go. That's I've got you voted. I've got to get everyone else voted, then we sweep. Okay.
So it's
tomorrow morning.
The election is tomorrow in New Zealand, right?
Si, senor, yeah.
Wow, interesting times.
Something to think
about. Oh, well, good luck for all that.
Any good Hollywood goss that you need to check our way?
No, not really. It's been a bit quiet here this week. I'm excited that Linda Hamilton is returning to the Terminator franchise.
I knew you would be, yeah.
And James Cameron's producing. He's always seems to have good working relationships with his ex-wives. He was married to Gail Ann Hurd.
It is about time too that we frighten some of the younger kids into the potential apocalypse scenario.
Yeah, the Terminator film's overall crappiness has underserved the cause of AI overtake.
Yeah,
We need to be more aware of that.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how they work Sarah Connor back into it, but they've got a bunch of cool writers working on it, including the guy who created the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which was a Terminator TV spin-off that was actually a lot better than anyone thought it would be.
I remember watching some of those. They were good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they were good.
All right, then, Fabe, oh boy, I will speak to you again this time next week. Always a pleasure. Have a great
awesome.
Week, my friend.
Have a good election.
See you later.
See you later.
Listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.